with her tongue even deeply. She's very soft and pliable below, but the firmness is keeping your cock hard, and when she strokes up and down it, there's an element of tight, restrictive impossibility about the idea of coming. The one hand on one side of your body, another around your back, she's pulling you to her, tightly against her, riding you with some leverage, capturing you, those dark, long, nimble fingers keeping you squeezed against her, your face now buried between her breasts once more, but in your brain, her eyes are still etched there. The momentary gesture of having you meet them seems to have caused that red gaze to remain fixed in your mind. Her breasts are pushed to either side of your face, her many arms still exploring your body as her pussy rides her thighs, writhing on either side, the red light from within your head. And still you see her face, that cheerful expression, that smiling moment when she turned the tables back. All of her hands begin to help you moving, except the one that is twined around the back of your neck, keeping you tightly pressed between her breasts, in her cleavage. Unable now to suckle at her nipples as you tenderly did before, just trapped in the perfume and the mounting, moaning, squeezing press of her perfect dark flesh. Whatever venom she pressed into you is making every pleasurable sensation drum a little stronger. Her saliva from where she kissed you so deeply mingled with yours, but you're just trapped between her breasts, and she's moaning into the top of your head, her body thrumming with the pleasured coupling. She smells faintly of the many sweet liqueurs she works with, but also that perfume, that spice from before. On her, it all works. She is present, strong, moving her hands under your body and aiding your thrusting, at least the feeble thing that passes for thrusting when she's riding so rough you know your thighs will be bruised in the morning. Your gaze still locked, transfixed ahead to her dark flesh, you writhing and thrusting, mindlessly mounted, ridden deep. You might imagine, and it might be true, that the reflection of you is still visible in her eyes, as her eyes, her face, her features are still burned into your mind. But all you can think about is the heat, the wet, squeezing, tight, muscular heat between her legs. There's enough room in her eyes, the image of her eyes, for you to simply be in her eyes. For though you're pressed between her huge breasts, into her wet pussy with your cock, though you're pressed against her body, and her chin is resting atop your head, still her eyes, her face, the elfin features, the little grin, the dark flesh, it all fills your head, even though you're blindfolded with the press of her breasts. Each movement of her thighs, each movement of her wet pussy squeezing around you, its almost chitinous muscular plating squeezing so deeply that you are fully milked from deep within your cock, making your balls tense toward the base, making all the juices that flow out of her just feel like heat on your skin, though that last one might be a side effect of the wonderful drug flowing through both your systems. You know it's flowing through both because she's panting. She's squeezing you to her in periodic involuntary shivers. She rubs herself on you, pulls her face up, and therefore her breasts away, meets your gaze again, locking your gaze. You were already seeing her in your head. She's nimble, dexterous, in control. She reaches down, grabs your ass, pulls you as deep as you can go inside of her, and then, as you stare in her eyes, you see yourself reflected, yourself staring at yourself, and then that's reflected back, again, again, ad infinitum. There's enough room in her grip for you to simply thrust, for you to push. And she leans down and a husky voice says in your ear, "You see, this is how I like to play. I like to have an element of playful twisting, having you twisting in my grasp, and I like when I lose control too, it can be hard. And so I haven't played with anyone. And now I'm going to thank you for spending some time with me. And we all need it. Play your cards right, and this might not be the only time you keep me company." Four hands are exploring your body now. The one that was used to draw you into her pussy is squeezing your ass. Two are still rubbing your back, making you feel strangely tingly in the wake of whatever she kissed onto you. And the last one runs over your lips, over the side of your head, keeping your head staring, your gaze locked on her eyes, keeping you level. keeping you locked in. The reflection of you just nods mutely, dumbly, and she smiles. Relax. You won't be able to perform if you're tense. I had this whole plan where I was gonna hold you back, make you draw it out, make you beg. But I may have underestimated how much I need it. So no obligations, look at me, I'm gonna set you loose in a sec. Her eyes once more capture yours. Nothing outside of this room exists now. Dear, I want you to go wild. I want you to fuck as deep and hard as you may. I want you to rut, to mate, to come. I want you to surrender and bring me what pleasure you can. I know this may be unfamiliar. It may be hard in your mind to realize how much you can let loose, but I can take it. Thrust your hips as thoroughly, as strongly as you may. Part my folds. I am going to relax and ride. I am going to just feel every moment of it. And you are going to fuck. Fill me. Thrust inside and prove your virility. I know my way around your body and mine, so let's see if vigor can outmatch experience. See which of us is pushed to the limit first. Not that it matters. This is the first time tonight for both of us, my first time in a while, but I'm determined it won't be the last, so here. You feel her relax. Something about the texture inside of her sex shifts, changes, and you're able to thrust more freely. And then she does something strange, flips, lays on her back in the vast